Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPJ number 100, Bais Pnimi Joint Shir number 100. The book Setting a Table for Two, Enhancing Relationships and Achieving Intimacy by Avraham Peretz Friedman. He has a chapter called Getting an Attitude, which is various different pieces of advice. And today he writes to do something nice for your spouse every day. Brings down for the Michtam Elio that you love, to whom you give, not him who gives to you. It's from Chelek Aleph, page 35. People who love others, they happily give to those they love. We see that every day. Your loving gestures express your love. And not only does it express your love, as Rabbi Dessler points out here, it deepens your love. It is enhanced by your loving act. You give again and more plentiful, and your love is amplified more, and that wonderful cycle continues. He says, don't be deceived into thinking that you love a person who gives to you. That is shallow, fleeting. That's a dressed-up love. True love is selfless and giving. I will mention here, because I always mention a balance between these things, is that there is a concept of healthy needs that need to be expressed and that needs to be communicated. We had many shiurim on that in the main Shalom Bayis shiur. Not right away, but a little later on we did. And even that is lekabel amanas lashpia. You are receiving your needs because you truly need them. Number one, we're not always on the level to be totally selfless, and we have to know our level. But even that, it's mitach shaloi lishma balishma. The purpose of it is to have your overall needs met that gives you the koyach to give further. Everyone is moida. Everyone agrees that true love is the selfless giving. And we need to work towards that. And you give, you see, feel something stir in your soul, and you give again. And you do what you can. You buy your husband or wife a greeting card, write something loving inside, attach a modest gift maybe, and give it. Rabbi Yashav said to try to buy flowers for their wives. And if you do it only once, or will go unnoticed, they'll be dismissed. It's an aberration. You know, once in a blue moon. But you keep on doing these kind acts day in and day out, day in and day out, it'll leave an impression and it'll deepen the love. Those little nice gestures you could do for your spouse. Some of them even in your daily routine. Thinking about where you could take her, what kind of gifts he would like. Use your imagination in a healthy way to create, by doing so, a new enthusiasm, a freshness, an excitement over the woman or the man that you married. And before long, it'll come quickly, it'll come naturally. It won't feel forced. During your waking hours, think a little bit about the matana that Hashem has given you, your husband, your wife, and direct your thoughts to them. Push away any negative thoughts from the back of your mind. Push them out entirely. And just be busy with being matzliach, the happiness and the goodness. The Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tezayin, says that a person is influenced by his actions. And the thoughts are drawn after the actions in which he engages. The heart is drawn after the person's behavior. This is a side we said similarly in the previous Shir HaShiurim on the HaChitzonis Ma'ireres HaSapnimius, the inside influences, the outside behaviors influences your inner thoughts. And that is the goal of the giving in the marriage. In most marriages in the non-Torah world, that's why most of them, a lot of them do fall apart or deteriorate, is because they're busy demanding and grabbing everything they possibly could get out of the relationship. A complete pure selfishness and self-interest. you ask a non-observant or a person like that, why did you get divorced? And in a sad face, they say, she stopped making me happy. The selfish center that everything that revolves around me, and she stopped making me happy. Again, this is not to contradict the basic core needs that every husband and wife needs in a healthy way. That is important. That is very important. But you know something? The bottom line is if you have a couple that each one is busy giving to each other, automatically the needs are met. All the needs are met. If both of them do this, then they don't have to worry about fulfilling their own needs. It'll be met. But you're not focused on that. You're focused on the giving. There's also giving and getting all the time, right? As one is giving, the other one is receiving, and you know how to one has to know how to receive it correctly. But it all is kafi the kavana. Is the giving selfishly motivated? Because giving could also be selfishly motivated. You want something from them, and the way you get that something is by giving something to them. So that's a giving that's a little bit, or maybe even a lot, not healthy. Or you give begrudgingly, with reluctance, or with resignation. Right? There's a price there. But no, we have to break that habit and recognize that we need to focus on giving as an exercise in love and maturity, motivated by desire and need to realize our fullest potential as a Tzelem Aleichem, our godly souls, emulated by Hashem, who gives each one of us to put the power of good into another human being and be mashpia on that other human being. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, when they asked him why he so much and never so much to the Klal, when he could be learning more and writing more Svarim, and he used to quote the Hagdama of the Nefesh HaChaim. Reb Chaim Volozhin's son wrote a Hagdama. And he writes there, I'm going to quote, "Vayiroga lo yichiach oisi." He used to give me reproof. Musar. Al-Shara, that he saw, my father saw in me, Sheineni mishtatev b'tzara d'achrini, that I'm not mishtatev in the tzar, in the pain of others. I am not involved in the pain of others. The koy haya devorai elai tamid, and these were his words to me, always, tamid. Shezeh kol ha'odam, that is the whole essence of a person. Loy la'atzmei nivra, he's not created for himself. Rak lahoyil la'achrini, he's there to help others. Kechoyil asheyimtza b'koychoyil la'asais, with whatever he has in his ability, in his power to do. So this applies to all of life and for every human being that you come across and every Bein Adam L'Chaveira interaction of Ahavas Yisrael. But it goes very, very deeply towards every marriage as well. There are needs, that legitimate needs, that if they're not met, they could be worked on, expressed respectfully. We had many, many shiurim on that. That in all areas of life, whether in the way they talk to each other if they feel there's a lack, in the way they conduct with each other financially, in the way that if there's a lack, in physical affection if there's a lack, or an emotional connection, on the sexual realm also, if either one of them feels unsatisfied and they wish to fill a certain need that they have within them, intellectual intimacy, quality time with each other, whatever it may be of those needs we talked about in those love languages, on how that needs to be met, and the 10 needs, shiurim, all of those, does not contradict what we're saying here. That could be expressed always, though, with intent of the Kabbal Amanash Lashpia. When you're satisfied, it flows forward. But the purpose is the giving, and even the accepting is to give. And here, too, even in marriage itself, you could say, oh, wait, we're one. We are one, but we're still two. We're two individuals that we need to respect and love each other. So remember that. Remember that, as he says there. Just it says you're not mishtatif in the tzar d'achrini, very often a lot of people are not mishtatif in the tzar of their own husband, of their own wife. And this is the whole essence of the person. Lo la'atzmei nivra, not for himself, you wife, you husband. Ela lohaya la'acharini, and the first person to help, who's the other person, is your own wife, is your own husband. Kechoil asheyimtza bekoichoi. Lasses, with whatever it is in your power to do. That is the key and that is the essence. The Ezer Kenegdai. It's a Kamayim Panim al Panim. Yes, it says it in the Torah by the woman that she's to be a help for her husband. Kenegdai means, doesn't mean confrontational. Right? You have a Rashi that says that, you know, if you're not worthy, it is, she'll oppose you and there'll be conflict. But the Netziv and others teach that the Kenegdai itself is the Ezer. That's why it says Ezer first. And Kenegdai is a concept that's important within an Ezer. There is an Ezer which means to help, which is a support, which is unconditional love and support, and I love you for who you are, and that's important. Sometimes there's a Kenegdai meaning that you love the person so much and you feel that they could fulfill a particular potential or a lack, and you strive with them towards it, or you guard them from taking the wrong turns. That itself is Ezer. That itself is Ezer. So part of doing this, to be able to give in a way that's healthy and get your needs fulfilled well, is the please, the thank you, all the things we said earlier. Never to speak negatively. Not to compare your spouse to someone else. You know, if you start doing the comparing games, the giving is not possible. There is where the needs are not legitimate needs. Hashem tells us that. Hashem tells us that by saying, Laisachmoid, by saying that you plant your own garden. Enjoy your own garden. Build that. If someone has a rose garden or a field and they own it, they cultivate that which they own. Hashem says, build that up. And when you look at a beautiful garden, but you did not cultivate it and everything is withered or weeds are out there, it's because you were lazy or you were looking at the other person's garden being jealous of that. No. Sameach b'chalkecha, be happy with your lot. So all these things that we learned in the previous shiurim gets to the point where that when you give and you're nice to your spouse every day and give them what they need, it builds and builds and builds. That even the receiving is the giving. And the love grows and grows. And may we all be zeichet to that. B'karev. Bracha v'atzlacha.